The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review. On today's episode, episode number 106, entitled The Ultimate Texting Guide for Men, I chat with Trip Kramer from TripAdvice.com. Trip and I discuss the ultimate texting advice for men. We go over everything you need to know as far as what to text a girl, what to say to her for that first text, when you should text her, how often you should text her, what to do if she's not texting you back. Basically, everything as far as texting a woman and setting up a date goes, we cover in this episode. And we also talk about some other strategies as far as dating and attraction goes. Trip is one of the best dating coaches in the world, so he's just a wealth of knowledge, and he doesn't hold back in this episode. So I know you guys are really going to enjoy this one. Man, am I excited. The time has finally come for you to get your 2017 Elite Man Conference tickets. Tickets for the best men's conference in the world have officially become available yesterday. Monday, February 13th, they were launched. You do not want to miss this, guys. Last year, we had over 30 incredible speakers and hundreds of guys at our event, and this year is going to be even better. We have some of the best speakers from last year coming back and new ones as well who will rock the stage. Experts like Scott McKay, Sir John Hargrave, Connor Beaton, Kim Seltzer, David De Las Marinas, Joel Bogus, Nicholas Bailey, Justin Woltering, Claudia Cox, and so many more will be giving you their best advice on how to become the best man you can be. And they'll be tackling topics like dating, confidence, health, fitness, business, overcoming your fears, and finding your purpose as a man. This conference is the one event you have to be at in 2017. If you're truly looking to take hold of your life and transform the really big areas of your life, this is your chance. Go to EliteManConference.com and click on the 2017 link to get your tickets now. Or just type in EliteManConference.com/2017. Again, tickets are finally available. This is a super early bird pricing for them, meaning you do have to act fast to get them at this rate. They'll be going up by 33% in just a few days at the end of February. So if you're serious about attending the best men's conference in the world, get them early and get them now. EliteManConference.com, guys. All right, guys, we're live. It's Justin Stenstrom from EliteManMagazine.com, and my guest today is none other than Trip Kramer from TripAdvice.com. Trip, thanks so much for coming on the show, man.
Yeah, man, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. You know, I've been following some of your work for a while now, watching your YouTube channel for years. I mean, you've been doing that, crushing it for a while. And, you know, it's been a long time since I wanted to have you come on the show, so I'm pretty excited to get you on. And today, we can cover so many different topics because you're big in the dating world, and I know you're really good at, you know, so many different aspects of it. But I wanted to kind of focus today on the texting game and sort of, you know, it's a big topic that a lot of guys like to talk about and, you know, get advice from, because so many guys do it wrong or they don't really know how to be effective in their texting. So let's kind of dive right. Actually, you know, before we dive right into that, I want to get a quick little background of how you got into giving dating advice of all things to people online.
Yeah, it's a little weird, isn't it? Like people, it's not very normal. You know, I think maybe in 20 years when people say that they're a dating coach, it might be somewhat more normal. But nowadays, I get the double take and people are like, wait, what? What do you do? They're always so confused, and then I explain it, and I try to do this little technique where I explain it to them like they're 5 years old, like just giving them the very basics of like what it means and how I got into this, and still people have such a hard time understanding, I guess because they have a hard time understanding that there's a lot of guys and girls out there who have trouble with dating. And I don't think everyone really talks about it. You know, I don't think a lot of guys are telling other people that they're having trouble with dating and meeting girls. And so that just becomes sort of hidden. So then people think, well, if no one's talking about it, then how can it be a problem? But it secretly is. And that's kind of how I got started. I had issues with meeting women and dating when I was in my early 20s. And as this podcast is live right now, I'm 31. When I was in my early 20s, I was a very shy guy. I didn't know what to say to girls. I didn't know how attraction worked. I had no idea what was going on. So I went through my own process of learning and listening to, well, at that point, I don't think there was many podcasts out on the topic, but, you know, diving into content to learn more about how to meet women and attract women. And through that process, it encouraged me to go out and talk to more girls. And so I went through my own personal boot camp of meeting and talking to girls. And I went out for almost 2 years straight practicing the skills of attraction and practicing the skills of being social. And so through that, I ended up getting good because I really dedicated a lot more time than I think most people would ever do because I just got really into it. And through that, I decided, you know what, I want to help other guys because I found a lot of results and I got better and felt more confident. I was like, God, guys need to learn this stuff. And I felt like I had a good knack of what I could teach them, some of my things that I've discovered. And I had my own little system for helping guys meet girls. So I was like, I got to share this. So I started a podcast just like this one with a buddy of mine. It was called Dudes Talking About Chicks, which is, I think it's still on iTunes. I have no idea, but it no longer runs. I've started a new podcast since then, but it was the first thing that got me into dating advice. And with this podcast, I built my own new confidence, not just like women, but as new confidence with, I can teach this stuff and it's good and it works and guys have been able to learn from me. So I decided from there that I wanted to turn it into an actual career, an actual path. So I, in 2011, put up a website, called it tripadvice.com, which is nothing to do with actual going on trips or vacationing or travel, which some people think it is. And started that website in 2011 and been coaching and helping guys ever since. So that's the kind of long story short how I got into it. So if any guys are listening right now and they think they're alone in terms of their issues with women, trust me, they're not. I was there too, and so are millions of other guys.
Yeah, man, that's a really good story, and I think it resonates with a lot of men listening. And, you know, it's very similar to my story, actually. In fact, you know, I had a lot of trouble with women growing up as well. Wasn't successful till out of high school and sort of did what you did, where I kind of just threw myself into the fire and started meeting and going up and approaching and talking to as many women as possible until I kind of slowly got good at it over time. So I'm guessing you kind of were influenced by things like The Game, Neil Strauss, and sort of the whole pickup artist community. Would you say your teaching sort of, I mean, I guess like a lot of sort of dating coaches strayed away from that as the years went on?
Yeah, I would say there's a lot of fundamental principles that I take from that. You know, I don't consider myself a pickup artist, but I did learn from that. That was my personal foundation. You know, just like every other guy, honestly, like I don't have a unique story. I found The Game that basically, which I'm pretty sure it did for other guys, it just showed me, oh, it's possible to be able to learn this stuff. Like it didn't seem possible. It's like, oh, guys were learning how to do this. Like that was weird to me. I was like, you could learn this? This is something you can learn, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you're right, man. And I think you know, that's kind of like my foundations too, is like The Game and some of the other guys out there, David D'Angelo's, the David Wigans, you know, studying up on those guys really just kind of opened up my eyes to the fact that there was a lot of potential out there. There was a lot of other guys who had the same problems that I did, and that there was also a lot of solutions, like, you know, whether it was pickup artist solutions or whether it was more dating coach kind of, I guess, you know, fundamentally more respectful to women, you know, kind of thing. But the fact that there was other things out there and there was a way to figure out the problems just gave, I think, guys like you and I so much hope and possibility of change.
Good word there, hope. Yeah, that was the beginning of hope. Because before it was beyond no hope. It was like, it was to me, it didn't exist. It wasn't in my reality. It wasn't like, oh, I could try to get better with women, but it's just not going to happen for me. I didn't know that you could get better. I thought, you know, just like you look at something that's the color orange, that's the color orange. That's your reality. You don't see anything other than the color orange of the object that you're looking at. So it was the same kind of concept for me. It was like, this is who I am. In order to get women, you have to be attractive physically and probably need money of some sort or else it's not going to work. And those are things that are very difficult to change. So it was just kind of that's what it was. And it wasn't until the game and all that stuff that I learned that it was possible to work on that. And that was pretty cool. And I am hoping that that is happening too with some of the guys who are finding podcasts like yours and YouTube channels like mine and learning that, hey, it's possible to change. But, and I say change, I almost mean like evolve. That's probably a better word because you're not becoming something completely different, but you're growing, you know, just like you're not the same person you were 5 years ago. You're growing into a new person with skills that can be able to attract women. And so going back to your original question, yes, some of the stuff I teach is related to pickup because if you read pickup, you're learning about how attraction works and what women desire and how to tap into that and how to trigger that attraction. But what separates me that's a little bit different is I don't have like routines. And if guys don't know what that means, that's like something you memorize to say to a girl. Like you could tell a girl a story and there's different parts of the story that will trigger attraction because you're displaying different kind of traits. Like, for example, you might tell a story about like a, remember I read this one story a long time ago about the type of girl that you used to date. And you could say like, oh, you dated this hot stripper. And by saying that, that's triggering pre-selection, which means that the girl's going to be like, oh, he dated a hot girl. That must mean he is desired by other men, or by other women. And so therefore I should desire him. And while that is pre-selection is a real thing and that does work, it's like you were taught these lies to tell girls and it's like you had to become literally someone different in order to get them attracted. And to be honest with you, of course, you know, bottom line is that's just totally immoral, you know, just like to lie and manipulate your way into the bedroom. But I also was just like, didn't want to sit here and memorize books and stuff like that and memorize routines. So instead I was like, all right, I kind of understand how you know, attraction works and women are attracted to confidence. I'm just going to go out and start talking to girls and see what happens with just no thought about like what the end result might be. Just like going out there and just seeing what happens and then learning some things through that method. I was able to teach guys how to get better with women and it wasn't through routines and things like that. It was more about how you hold yourself and how you behave and more of the behavioral traits that a man has versus, you know, what he looks like.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, man. And I remember, you know, reading up some of those lines and routines and different sort of pickup artists philosophies that they kind of used to teach. And, you know, it's kind of funny just listening to one of those stories. I think I remember a very similar one, or if not the same one, as the one you mentioned. And you're right, it's just not natural. It doesn't come across as sort of spontaneous and in the moment. It's more like you're, you know, rattling your brain and trying to remember every single line. It's almost like, you know, giving a speech where I don't know if you've ever had this trip, but like giving a speech where you try to memorize like every single word, or maybe even back in school, I remember they tried to teach us speech giving, and it was like memorize, you know, every single word on the paper is a few pages long, maybe a few thousand words, and you know you have to kind of act it out, and that's how you give speeches. So that's maybe how they taught how to give speeches for years. It wasn't until, you know, after that I give speeches, you know, regularly now, but it wasn't until years after that that I realized that that whole technique of you know, giving speeches, of memorizing each word, just didn't work well for me, or and I think for a lot of people, because you're trying to use a different part of your brain where you're sort of memorizing things, and you're not in the moment of just kind of being, of having spontaneity and, you know, being able to actually kind of live in the moment of what's happening now and kind of be present. And I think all those things like carry, go so much further than you just kind of memorizing things off the, you know, the back of your mind of words that you've written down on a piece of paper, or maybe words that you heard on YouTube from some pickup artist.
Right, exactly. You know, and I think it's all about becoming comfortable with who you are and comfortable with yourself. So when you go out there, there's nothing to do. You just be you, which is easy. It's not easy to do right away because guys are just so – they're not used to going out there and talking to strangers and having conversations with girls that they're attracted to. You know, so it's difficult to be you because you're not used to being you in that environment. So with a lot of going out and taking action, you can start to be more of you because you're stepping more into this unknown territory, you know, AKA whatever, stepping outside of your comfort zone, you know, and when you do that, you'll be able to be more comfortable with who you are. It's just tough to do that right away. So, you know, that's why I say, when, you know, guys can watch my YouTube channel and get, you know, they can get some lines, they can get some things to say and, you know, some techniques to use, but I really want to encourage people to use that stuff. I'm always saying, you know, you got to use that stuff. And when you do, then you can start to become and feel more comfortable with who you are in that interaction with the person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. The more you do it, the more you're going to be comfortable with yourself and have more confidence that you can kind of do things or say things maybe that you wouldn't have had confidence in before. What would you say to guys who want to steer clear of sort of being labeled as a pickup artist, or maybe they don't like the fundamental teachings of the pickup artist community, but they want to get good at talking and meeting women? Like, how do you teach these guys into getting better with communicating with women effectively, but without being that pickup artist type of guy?
Honestly, first thing to understand is this idea of abundance, to understand that rejection is really not that big of a deal because there's so many women out there. So if you can really just think about that concept for a while and think about how many women are available to you, then you can almost use, how do I say this nicely? I'm not saying use women, but you can basically, you can go out there and socialize with many women to practice to get better and not have to worry about, you know, you missing out on any opportunities with girls. There's always going to be another girl. And just because a girl rejects you, it doesn't mean that you're a piece of shit, right? Like, that's not what that means. It just means that she's not attracted to you and maybe for a million other reasons. She wasn't having a good day or who knows. But with that idea in mind, I want to encourage people to go out and start talking to women, even if your social skills are terrible. Because I can give you the lines to say, I can teach you everything. I can teach you everything you can do. And I have programs that do that and all that good stuff. But really, there's nothing better than going out there and just starting conversations with women. Even if you have nothing to say, literally, even if you go up to a girl and you're like, you know, I just wanted to talk to some girls and I'm a little bit shy and I don't really know what to say, but I thought I'd say hi. Like, even saying that is far, far superior than doing nothing. So I would encourage guys to go out there and start talking to girls, even though they're not sure how to hold the conversation, because it's pretty crazy, A, how nice women will be when you start a conversation with them. You're just assuming that every – seriously, I know guys, because I was like you. I used to be the guy who would just imagine that any girl I talked to was going to be really mean to me and hurt my feelings. And yes, some girls can be rude and mean, and that does happen, but that is not the case with every single girl. And so I want guys to learn that it's really not that big of a deal when you go up and you start a conversation, even if you have nothing to say. So I would tell guys to kind of start there and just make it like a goal. I actually made it a goal. It's like, every time I went out. And I would even have a goal of how many days per week I'd go out. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to talk to, you know, 5 to 10 girls, have a nice concrete number, and just try to do that without any priority of the outcome. Not thinking about, like, I need to get numbers, she needs to like me, you know, I need to get laid, any of that stuff. I wasn't thinking about any of that. I was only thinking about, I need to start 10 conversations today. And I would do that. And I did that over and over and over and over and over. And after doing it so much, I started to see patterns. And I would end up seeing that, wow, this is not as hard as I made it out to be. It was only scary because you never did it before. So guys who are listening to this now, you don't need any special plan or even system. Yeah, if you want to get really into it, that stuff helps and you can get better. But if you really want to get good fast, start the process of going out and going out right away.
Cool, man. I love that. And, you know, I couldn't agree anymore. It's helped me out a ton just to start talking to everybody. I used to work at a grocery store back in the day when I started learning all this stuff. It was around about the time when I was getting good and kind of read the game and all that stuff. And I used to literally talk to everybody. I pushed myself. Obviously, I'm an introvert. I'm actually naturally kind of like shy. And I pushed myself, though, every single time I worked and every single time I went out to talk to as many people as possible. So in the grocery store, I just started talking to everybody that came through my line. Like, I was a cashier and a bagger. I would talk to all the workers there, especially all the girls that were like around my age. I started actually going around and talking to like all the older people that had been working there for years, like the bread lady, the florist, the people in the aisles, the lady at the customer service. And I started like going around and kind of after a couple of months, I actually got really good at it. And I was like, you know, kind of the person that, you know, people enjoyed like me being around. Like when I walked into work, it was like, oh, like Justin's here, you know, it's like, oh, we're going to have a good conversation and chit chat for a few minutes and, you know, have a few laughs. And I kind of just made it a point to talk to as many people and get to know as many people as possible. And I was, two things happened. I was making, I mean, I don't want to sound like, you know, egotistical or anything, but I was making their day better because I was nice and I was listening to them and I was having a good conversation with them. But I was also, it was literally like the best possible practice for me because I was improving my social skills and improving the way I communicated with other people. And it was like the best possible way to practice getting better with women and communicating with women was literally just talking to everybody like at work. And then when I went out as well, talking to as many people as possible when I went out at night or even during the day, you know, like to school at the time or just, you know, doing errands, going shopping, whatever it was, I would talk to everybody possible and just trained myself, like literally trained and conditioned myself to get better at socializing.
Yeah, and that's what happens. It's like this. You know, you could read a book on how to dribble a basketball, and I'm sure that helps a little bit because it gives you a little bit of maybe some of the shortcuts of what you need to do with your hands and what you need to do with your feet and how you need to walk and dribble and run and dribble and all that good stuff. But, you know, if you think about it, what's going to get you better at dribbling a basketball? Doing it, right? Having the ball in your hand, feeling it, feeling what it feels like to push it down, the weight of the ball, feeling what it feels like to have it come back up into your hand and repeating that, you know? Maybe that's not the best analogy because I don't know how many people learn about how to dribble a basketball from a book, but you can get the idea, you know, is that it's a skill that is just way more easier to learn when you're doing it and when you're practicing it, you know. And it's really like anything. I just want to encourage guys, there's a learning curve to this, you know. It's not something that's impossible. Like, you go out and you do it, you can learn it, but you got to understand the fundamentals of attraction. You have to understand what women are attracted to and understand the theories behind it, and that will help a bunch. And if you understand the theories of how attraction works, you go out there and you start to socialize and talk to girls and maybe maximize some of your, you know, outer qualities, meaning, you know, put on some nice clothes and, you know, smell the best you can. And obviously you should work hard at your job because women do want to be with a guy who is, you know, on his path and purpose and is trying to be successful and, you know, doing some of those things, but really focusing and nailing down, you know, the actions of talking to a woman. Honestly, you'll be good to go. It sounds like I simplified it. I know it's hard. I know that that's easier said than done, but it is that simple.
Are you looking to improve your life in a number of very important ways? Do you want to improve, say, your health, your fitness, your business, your dating life, your confidence level, your social skills, even your style? Any one of these areas? If so, the best way to do it right now is to join our Facebook group. The Elite Man Mastermind Group is the best way to build a sense of community online. It's so tough nowadays to feel like you're connected to like-minded people. Joining this Facebook group solves that problem. We have hundreds of awesome people, speakers, thought leaders, life coaches, dating coaches, business leaders, health and fitness experts, bloggers, podcasters, and just regular awesome people like yourself in the group right now. And they're sharing their incredible insights, advice, tips, strategies, and techniques to mastering all sorts of really important areas of your life. If you're serious about improving your life, go right now to Facebook and type in Elite Man Mastermind in the search bar. Type it up right now and join the group. I'll approve the request as soon as possible. It's a closed group, which means it's pretty intimate and not everyone can join. But right now, if you log on, I'll have you added within the same day. I want to get as many awesome people like yourself into the group as possible. We have such a great community of leaders, speakers, coaches, influencers, people to help share their insights with you and share great ideas with each other, to build each other up and build incredible relationships with one another and help each other become the best people we can be. So join this group right now if you're looking to connect with other incredible people just like you and become the best version of yourself. Join now. Go on Facebook and type in Elite Man Mastermind. Okay, back to the show now.
Yeah, so I want to transition into sort of the texting aspect of things. I mean, that's, as we mentioned in the beginning, it's a very big topic. It's kind of a hot topic right now. A lot of guys are asking about it, as you know. And I think a lot of guys make mistakes when texting. So let's kind of break things down and give guys the best advice as far as how to text women, maybe when to text women, what to say, and some of the strategies for setting up a date, building attraction, and keeping the attraction alive as opposed to kind of letting it die out or maybe even ruining it by some by saying kind of the wrong thing.
Sure.
So yeah, let's kind of dive into that, man. What's the, sort of the first step or tip you have for us?
Absolutely. Here's the first thing. Here's what, you know, I'm going to blow guys' minds when they hear this, and I'm sure this is going to be, and I'm being sarcastic here, but quite crazy to hear, but texting is to be used as a tool. It's not to be used as any other reason. What do I mean by that? It's not to be used to build attraction. It's not to be used to sext her and get her to send naked pics and send her dick pics. It's not to be used to have long conversations on. Right? It's not to be used for really anything other than as a tool to get her to meet up. So I'm going to ask a rhetorical question that guys can think about. Justin, you can think about. Would you rather sit around and text a girl all day, or would you rather have sex with her? I'm going to just take a wild guess that you probably want to have sex with her, right? That's probably a little bit more fun than sitting around and texting. Now, I say that, and I'm a little vulgar there, because I just want guys to understand that they can't forget about the end goal, okay? The end goal is to get in front of the girl physically, be with her physically. Whether it is you're trying to get into a relationship or just have sex and have fun or both, whatever it is, I'm guessing you want to be in front of her. So you need to use texting as the tool to make that happen, okay? Girls don't want to be sitting around texting all day either. You might think in theory they do, but they don't. They want to be with you. They want to feel the masculine presence of a man, and they can't feel that through attraction. So all this stuff that you might be reading about how to build attraction and over text and the perfect text message to send and all this stuff, it's a waste of time. It's really a waste of time. What you need to be focusing on is being able to build attraction in the initial meet with the girl. So when you meet her, you know, in person, if you're meeting a girl at a bar or wherever, I want to say maybe even if you're meeting a girl off of an app, but again, that's kind of the problem with apps too, by the way, is like you chat a little bit and a lot of the attraction is based on very superficial things, your looks and some bio you wrote, you know, but the real attraction is not built until you're in front of the person. You know, this goes back to biology, right? We weren't sending each other text messages hundreds of years, thousands of years ago. Attraction is built in person. You're displaying some of your inner qualities to a girl, right? Things like dominance and confidence. It's not happening over text message. You can't do that over text as much as you think you can. You know, I mean, listen, maybe if you're extremely good with words and you're a great writer, yeah, maybe you can do that. But most guys are not. So they should be focusing on the best way to build attraction in person. And then from there, getting their number and then using the number as the tool, the bridge, so to speak, into getting her on a date. So that's kind of the big concept that I need to share with guys out there. And I think that if they were to focus more on getting her to meet up, then, you know, they wouldn't have any more problems with texting. Now, I know a lot of guys' questions are, what if she doesn't respond? And what if she doesn't agree to a date, or I ask her on a date and I don't hear back? Well, the problem isn't the texting. It's not that you texted something so lame that she said, I don't want to be with this guy. Maybe you did. I mean, that'd be pretty drastic though. Okay, because girls want to meet guys. They're trying to meet guys. They're not trying to put up a fight to be on a date with a guy. They want to meet him. So they're going to meet up with you. But if you didn't build attraction in the initial moments when you guys were together and you didn't build what's called investment, getting her interested enough to you to actually meet up with you, well, then it's not texting that's going to solve that. It's you being able to get better at the initial interaction. So the problem isn't texting. The problem is what's going on when you're meeting these girls. Are you just trying to collect numbers and just get a number from a girl within 5 minutes? Which, by the way, it is possible to get a number from a girl in 5 minutes and then meet up with her. You know, but my point is you might be trying so hard to get the number that you're not really thinking about whether or not this is a quality number of a girl who's actually invested in who you are. So you can already assume if she's not texting back, if she's not complying to a date with you, it's not what do I text them. It's the question to be answered is how do I get better at building attraction in person? So that's sort of the foundation of how texting works. And, you know, it goes back to the idea of abundance, which I was mentioning earlier. If she doesn't respond, if she's not agreeing to a date, then don't worry about it. Move on, you know, find another girl. There's more girls out there that will be interested in you. I wouldn't worry about trying so hard to revive the text message conversation and getting her to like you over text. I mean, maybe you can try a little bit, but I just think you're, you know, on an uphill battle here. I'd rather just try to fix the real problem at hand than, you know, try to fix a symptom and trying to get her on a date when she's not responsive. So that's kind of the first part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, I couldn't agree more, honestly, in this regard. I've always given advice where I'm not a big texter myself, so I can't honestly give people advice on, like, you know, how to have week-long conversations or, like, hours on end conversations on texting, because I never did it personally, and I always kind of thought it was stupid. I thought it was actually the wrong thing to do, and I think, like you said, it's keeping it very simple and getting it to the point where your main goal is to get a woman on a date with you when you first meet her anyways, like getting after you get her number. So the longer you spend doing other things, the bigger your chance, or the higher your chances go of messing that up. That's your goal. Your only goal is to get her on a date, and the more you stray away from that goal, the higher your chances of screwing it up. So like you said, I like keeping things very short, very sweet, setting it up, you know, as quickly as possible, the date, and then I won't even text until like the day of to remind her, and that's it. After it's set up, it's like, all right, you know, I have things to do. That's the other thing, too. It also shows that you have things going on in your life aside from just sitting there texting a woman all day. And, you know, like, you're kind of putting her on a pedestal, almost like, you know, she's taking up all your time and you don't mind it. And this is all happening before you've even really met her or get the chance to know who she is. So it just sends all the wrong signals when you do that or when you think it's, like, okay to do that.
Yeah, totally. And you know what? That reminds me of something I have called the high status filter. Okay. And basically what the high status filter is it's a mindset into how a guy should be acting when it comes to texting or meeting or even attracting girls. So it's this. How would you act if you had 1,000 girls texting you to meet up with you? You know, just a picture. How would you act? Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that if you had 1,000 girls texting you, let's be even more realistic. Let's just say 20 girls texting you. Okay, you had 20 girls texting you, and that was happening, and one of those girls didn't respond. Would you really care about what you need to text the girl to get her to respond? I'm going to just guess probably not, right? It's like you got 19 other girls that you're dealing with that are interested in seeing you. So use that as a filter, you know, being more high status. Imagine that that's happening. Act as if that's happening, and that's going to prevent you from being desperate, excuse me, from being needy, and from worrying about so much about, you know, whether or not you get rejected from one girl or it pans out with one girl. So that's like a good way to act and to be in terms of these situations. Use that. It's the high status filter, and always, you know, be coming from that mindset, not even just with texting, but really for anything else.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it, is kind of just pretending that you have all these other options. And I mean, that's kind of something I did intuitively as well, as far as like being in person and having sort of this attitude sort of slash presence about you. Like you instead of like, you know, especially in the beginning for someone starting out, like a guy, like, and I was just learning this stuff, or like a new guy listening to the show now who's trying to get good at dating and never really had much success, having that attitude or feeling like you already have so many other options, even if it's like a pretend thing that you do, like you pretend that you have so many other options, it gives you sort of the mindset like you're not too much invested in women. You don't get overly invested too quickly. Even if you see a beautiful woman, you're not, you know, falling in love with her and so needy with her at first, because you have, you know, sort of these other options. And if you keep that mindset in interactions and, of course, in texting, I think your success rate goes through the roof. So I love that you brought that up. You know, guys are listening, Tripp, and they're probably enjoying this texting advice, but they're also probably saying like, you know, man, I want some specifics. I want some totally. Lines. I want some lines to say. You know, I can already hear, you know, the feedback now. Like, give me some line. Like, give me something to say, man. Like, do you have anything that you start a conversation off with? Like, after you get the number, is there like sort of something you initially shoot a text about?
Yeah, totally. So if I get a number, I'm going to try to text her within 24 hours. Okay, 24 hours is pretty good because girls are busy, they got lives, they're doing other things, right? So I want to try to get a date with her as soon as possible. Again, remember, if she liked you, if she was attracted to you, she's going to be excited to hear from you. She's not going to be like, oh, what does this guy want? Like, she gave her a phone number, so she's not going to be like, this guy's so needy. She'll be excited. You know, she wants to get taken out on a date. She wants to meet up with a guy. So just remember that. Text her in 24 hours. And really, I can give you a couple lines. You can use these. It's up to you, but I'd really go for the close, meaning I'd go for the date as soon as possible. You know, so you can send her a text message that is basically asking her anything. I mean, you can call back to something you guys talked about, ask her if she got home okay, you know, just something to get the conversation started. And it's hard to give you any specifics because it depends on the situation, but really anything that's going to get conversation going, talk about, just really think back to what you guys talked about, you know? So if you guys were talking about, I don't know, maybe you told her a story about this one time you went to Mexico and went scuba diving, just as an example, you know, you can mention something about that, you know, just how excited you are to go scuba diving again, and the conversation got you pumped up to go again, right? So anything regarding that, you really can't go wrong. Remember, if she likes you, it's going to be hard to screw it up over text. unless you don't ask her out. If you keep on texting and texting and texting, that's when you're really going to screw up. And so once she responds, what I would do from there is just ask her to hang out, right? So she responds back. Maybe she, if she asks you a question, you can answer it. But if she doesn't ask you a question, we'll just go for the close. So yes, in that second, third text, just say to her, hey, listen, we should talk more about this over drinks. Let's hang out Wednesday, 8 p.m. And just direct it. You know what I mean? Don't even ask her. If she can't do it then, she'll tell you. If she wants to see you enough, she'll give you another date that works better for her. No, I can't do Wednesday at 8, but I'm free over the weekend. And then you can say, okay, great, let's do Saturday at, you know, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. And that's it, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to say. That's pretty much a simple thing of going for the close. If she doesn't respond, what I would do is I'd wait a couple days. I'd send another text message that would be similar to the first text message you sent, something regarding something you guys talked about, or maybe a statement on something that happened to you that day that was funny, or something going on, right? Or maybe you send her a picture text of something interesting that you saw. Don't send a text like, how are you? What are you up to? Right? Don't try to leech from her. Okay, I want you to think in terms of value. Don't leech value, offer something that's interesting. If you're trying to get something from her, then you're trying to get her to do all the work. And women don't want to do the work. Not because they're lazy, not because they're bad people, but they're waiting for a guy to be dominant and take over. They want that. That's what makes them attractive. It's not because they don't want to do work. It's because that's what makes them attractive, the guy making the move. So it's up to you to make that move and send that text. Send it a day, a couple days later, maybe you know, within about 48 hours. And at that point, if she still doesn't respond, I'd probably just drop it, right? The number's dead. She's not interested. You got the wrong number. Something happened and you move on. But sending something a couple days later, you know, you never know. Maybe she was busy. She planned on responding to you, but she totally forgot. And maybe she just wasn't interested in you in that moment, because women tend to be emotional. So she wasn't interested in you in that moment, but now it's been a couple days later and she's like, oh, you know what? I kind of do like that guy. Maybe I do want to talk to him and meet up with him. And so that's why you kind of wait a couple days later to send something else. But if nothing happens from there, I would just move on.
Yeah, man, I like that advice as well. And I like the tip you mentioned specifically of not leeching off of her. Like, you're just, if she doesn't answer, of course, you know, you wait a few days. You don't want to text her right away. But then when you do text her, if you do kind of want to continue to pursue it, which, you know, 9 times out of 10 guys are going to want to do that. You text her in a way that you're not sort of coming across as needy, and you're more of just like stating something as opposed to like maybe asking her a question, or like you said, leeching off of her. Like, you're trying to like dig and kind of find out why she didn't text you. Like, you gotta almost ignore the fact that she didn't text you or that she didn't respond back, and just play it cool in a sense that it, like, it doesn't faze you, it doesn't bother you at all, and you're just kind of providing value again, and not, like you said, like trying to kind of bum off her and just, you know, be needy in that way, and women get so turned off by that. The other thing I'll add, though, a little sort of technique that I always that, you know, it's kind of a hit or miss. Like, I agree 100% with texting her a few days later, like waiting a few days and then saying something, like maybe using that like callback humor again, as they call it, bringing something up that you guys talked about, or maybe just talking about something that happened in your day that may be interesting. But if that doesn't work, a lot of guys will often say, you know, what do I do then? And, you know, a lot of the time you can kind of just, you know, chalk it up as a dead number. It's not going anywhere. But another thing I like to give a guy's advice in and say that you can try, that's really a shot in the dark at this point, because if she ignored you the first time, if she ignored you even the second time, it's really, really a bad chances of her coming through. But the thing you can do is something like either make a joke out of it or challenge her into hanging out with you. And it sounds a little funny, but the way of doing that, I mean, every once in a while, it will work. And it's worked for me in the past. It's worked for students I've coached in the past. But you can say something like, you know, LOL, sounds good,
you know, something like that. Like, you're kind of joking about the fact that she ignored your first text, or maybe even that second text, and you're kind of making a joke out of it. And then, you know, sometimes the girl will respond and say, oh, I'm sorry I ignored you, da da da, you know, and then actually answer your original question. Like, you kind of make a joke out of it. Like, oh, LOL, sounds good. Can't wait to do that or whatever. Like, you kind of make a joke out of it. That's like the first technique. The second one is actually saying something along the lines of, like, you know, you wait a few weeks after that, the ignored text, and then this is kind of like the last shot, but you say something like, you challenge her to hang out, like, oh, we're going to hang out, whatever her name is, Jackie, we're going to hang out, Jackie, soon, or are you going to keep being a dink? You know what I mean? Like, you just kind of like tease her and call her out on it, like, whatever it is, like a dink, or, you know, you make up a little like pet name and kind of like tease her and call her out on it, like a jerk. Are you going to keep being a jerk, or are we going to hang out soon? And every once in a while, like maybe 20, 25% of the time, this technique will actually work for drawing her back into the conversation. It may have been that she was just busy at the time, or maybe she overlooked your text, or maybe she wasn't really that invested in you at first, but you can kind of do this as like a last ditch resort, and every once in a while it will work. But after that, if she ignores like that last thing, like that last final last, you know, shot in the dark attempt, it's really over after that. Like, don't keep texting her, don't keep stalking her, you know, move on, like you said, find somebody else.
Right, exactly. Then you just move on and get better at building attraction in person rather than via text, which is very confusing for a lot of guys, and it's understandable, you know, but that's probably the number one question I get, is how do you get her to like you over text? And the answer is, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's about it being in person, and that's where the attraction happens. There's just so many different levels and things going on in person that you can communicate that you just can't communicate through text messages and just sending words. So I 100% agree, man. What would you say about, I guess, like timing of text? Like how soon? I mean, that's kind of the thing too. Like, you know, should you wait after she texts to like as long of a time, a period of time as she's texting you? Should you text soon? Should you wait maybe a half hour? Like, what do you kind of recommend with that?
You know, I mean, I think it all depends. If you guys are, again, if you're doing this properly and you're using texting to get her to meet up, it doesn't really matter. You know, you send her a text message, she responds within a couple minutes, respond in a couple minutes. If she responds an hour later, but you happen to get that hour later text right away, yeah, respond in a couple minutes because maybe she's right there by her phone. I don't think girls are analyzing the texting response rate as close as you are. Maybe they're thinking about it on their end, but I don't know how much they're thinking about it on your end. Again, you know, it's about using it as a tool to meet up. So I wouldn't even worry about that. You want, you know, I don't think a girl is ever going to be like, you know what, I decided not to meet up with him after all because he texted like a minute too soon and it was a little needy. You know, it's like, that's not going to happen. So again, focus on just using it to close.
Mm-hmm. Cool, man. I definitely agree with that. And the only thing I will say, though, is sort of a caveat, is that you'd never want to text like immediately after getting the message, especially if she's waiting around a while. Like, I wouldn't focus on, like you said, like, you know, texting her exactly 5 minutes because she waited 4 minutes to text you, or texting her, you know, 10 minutes because she waited 9 minutes. Like, that's just stupid. But I would say, like, texting her within like the same minute as of getting the text, and she's like waiting around like 20, 30, 40 minutes to text you back, it kind of sends off the wrong signal. But that said, I mean, I wouldn't really focus too much again on the timing of that.
Yeah, I think it's just, listen, get a text message, read it, absorb it, take a minute, think about what you're going to say, take your time to respond to her. You know, be thoughtful with what you're going to send to her. And within that, you know, range of time of you reading her text, seeing what it is, thinking about what you're going to send her, typing it out, sending it, like, that's fine. You know what I mean? It's just, yeah, like, I agree. You don't need to send it right away the second she messages. Take your time and think of a good text message and remember to focus on the important things and then just send the text and go from there.
Yeah, totally, dude. So, Tripp, sort of wrapping things up, man, is there any last texting tip you want to share with our audience?
Ooh, yeah, let me think about that. What's one last thing I could say? You know, I would say, even at the end of the day, as much as I've said here of abundance and things like that, you'd be surprised what could potentially happen with the number of a girl that, you know, doesn't go anywhere. So if you don't actually have a bunch of girls, like 20 girls texting you, and it's maybe a month later and you remember that one girl, you can't lose. Might as well send her a text, even if it is a month later. I'm not saying to do this with every girl, but if there was a girl who you were pretty interested in and she just wasn't very responsive or she didn't agree to a date and the texting just kind of stops, throw it out there. It doesn't hurt. Send a text message a couple weeks, month later, and just see, because she might be in a whole new mindset than she was when she was texting you the first time. And so because she's in a different mindset, it might actually make her interested in being like, you know what, fuck it. I will meet up with this guy. And it might make an opportunity available to you, even if you didn't do anything. Again, it's not like a rule or something you should do with every girl and time it out and, you know, text her 2-3 weeks later if she doesn't respond. But, you know, I don't think it's the end of the world to try to revive a number like that doesn't work, because you got nothing to lose. But just make sure that you're not banking on that idea and you're still going out and meeting more girls in the meantime and not waiting around for that one girl just so you could try to get her and no one else. But it's something you can definitely do in the meantime of you know, your time in dating and meeting girls. So I'd say keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. Cool, man. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, like you said, there's nothing to lose. It's probably, you know, it's not going to happen at that point, but every once in a while it does happen. You know, maybe like that 20%, maybe that 10% of the time it does happen. So why not give it a shot? I agree. Trip, where is our place listeners can check out more about you, dude?
Sure. I would go to, I think I'd go to my YouTube channel. You know, I think the YouTube channel is the best. There's a lot of great videos on there that talk more about texting and talk more about how to get better with women in dating. So go to my YouTube channel, subscribe and watch the videos, youtube.com/tripadvice. If you watch those videos, and there's about 300 of them, you will definitely get your own little mini education on meeting and attracting girls. So check out the YouTubes.
All right, Trip, appreciate you coming on the show, bro. I'll talk to you soon, and take care.
Awesome. Thanks, Justin.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I need you to do. I need you to subscribe to this podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast interviews with all of our incredible world-class guests from the lifestyle, health, fitness, business, and social worlds absolutely free. Subscribe now, guys, if you haven't already, and enjoy all future episodes. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an awesome review. We really do appreciate it.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.